Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to come into your presence, to study the Word of God together, to feed upon the Word of God, the Holy Written Word of God, to gather around the name of our Lord and of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that name that is above every name. Thank you, Father, that name by which we are called. We give you praise and glory. We pray that we will have an encounter with the Word of God that will transform our lives, that will change us, O God, and that will take us from glory to glory. May we hear your heart, O God. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. A big hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's great. Okay, let's turn our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, our core text that we've been looking at these last couple of weeks. And we'll wrap it up today. And next week we'll go to the blessing. I'm looking forward to that as well. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. It says, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Then verse 11, he talks about command and teach these things. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. And he says, devote yourself until I come. Devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. 15, practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that you all may see your progress. So there's value in serving God in this life and in the life to come. It says godliness is of value. I mean, bodily exercise, when we exercise our body, there's value there. But serving God, living for God, living godly, living for God has value not only in this life, but in the life to come. And then he talks about the things that we should give ourselves to, be an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Then he says, immerse yourself, totally devote yourself to these things. So let's look at it again from this angle, from another angle about serving God. Let's turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 23 and 25. If serving God is of value, what's the value? Exodus 23:25. It says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from among you. None shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless. He will bless. He will bless. Serving God pays like no other. No institution on earth can pay us in the way that God will pay us or bless us when we serve him. And here he's saying that he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from among you. You see, he can bless your bread and your water, but if you are sick, then you won't be able to enjoy the bread and the water. So he's saying that not only will he bless your bread and your water, but he will take sickness away from among you, and none shall miscarry or be barren in your land. Serving God is engaging in a business that doesn't fail. In a business or in an encounter of serving God is profitable. There's value in it. He will bless your bread and your water, and none shall be sick among you. He will, and the number of your days, he will ensure that you live your life and fulfill the purpose for which he sent you to the earth. But it all starts with, he says, when you serve, notice the word serve. When you serve the Lord your God. That's where it starts. Then all these other things follow or come into view. Or it's an added benefit of that. There will be no dry season in your life. He will ensure that no matter what is going on in your environment, no matter what is going on around us, we are kept alive. It ensures that we are kept alive even when there is famine, no matter the economic condition, no matter what is going on around us, God sees to it that when we serve him, we are kept. Psalm chapter 33:18-19. Psalm 33. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, it says, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him and on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. And then go a few pages. Psalm 37:18-19 talks about the same thing in different words. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame. Notice that. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of heaven, they have abundance. God will see to it that no matter what is going on, the ones that fear him, the ones that serve him, the ones that choose to live for him, they will have no dry seasons in their lives. Famine will be going on. Evil will be going on around them. But no, they will not be put to shame. Hallelujah. He will deliver their soul from death. Deliverance from death. Deliverance from the times of famine. Deliverance when there are circumstances that say otherwise. Those that fear him, those that serve him, those that choose to live for God are exempt from that. Serving God pays the most. Serving and doing other things pays. But serving God has a benefit that is above every other thing. Hallelujah. And then also, when we do things for God in the natural, there's the aspect of serving God physically, and there's the aspect of serving God from a spiritual standpoint. And there is joy in serving God. Or there's joy in seeking the interest of the kingdom of God. Whatever we do, whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. There is value from a spiritual standpoint as well from serving God and being dedicated and being stewards spiritually to his kingdom. In our prayer, in our outreaches to God, in our outreaches to other people, there is value in that as well. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7-9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Galatians 6, 7-9. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. He who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Hallelujah. So as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. When we sow to the flesh, it says that we will reap of the flesh, reap corruption. When we sow to the Spirit or engage in spiritual stewardship and spiritual service, what we sow as well, we will reap if we do not give up. We will reap of eternal life. We will reap of the very life of God. Anyone who engages in spiritual service, it's hard for you to be depressed because you will experience joy. You will experience joy. Joy, the Bible says that when one person gets saved, there is joy in heaven. There is joy and rejoicing in heaven. And that's sometimes like when we, as the church, when we go out as individuals, when we go out and we see someone saved, the joy that we experience, we just get to experience some of the, probably a piece of the joy that is in heaven. We reap of eternal life. Joy is already in our heart. But somehow, when we are devoted to God, when we serve God, when we pray, when we see other people come into the kingdom of God, there is a joy that we realize, and that it's becoming a part of that is really, really exciting. It's really exciting. Then it takes us to the next point. As we serve God and His interest, as we are committed to God and what He is doing in the earth, what He is primarily concerned about, that there comes a time, or it becomes evident, there'll be a difference. There'll be a difference between the one that serves God and the one that doesn't serve God. It becomes very clear that the one who is serving God is partaking of all these benefits. Even in the old covenant, like he said, I'll bless your bread and water. I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. In farming, you will have an abundance. How much more in the new covenant? Hebrews 8:6 says that we have a better covenant established on better promises. So if those people in the old covenant had all these benefits, how much more we in the new covenant? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it becomes very clear the one who is serving God and the one who is not. Malachi chapter 3, verse 18. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Malachi 3, 18. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. It's the last book before Matthew. Malachi 3:18. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him. There is a distinction between the righteous and the wicked. In farming, they have an abundance. Sickness does not come near their dwelling. Their bread and their water is blessed. There is a distinction between the one who serves God and the one who does not. Sometimes when you are serving God, it may seem that nothing is happening. But it says, do not beware in doing good. In due season you will reap if you do not give up. That distinction sooner or later is going to become clear, the one who is serving God and the one who is not serving God. Gradually we are getting to the place God will make a distinction between the church and between the world. He will make a distinction between the one who is serving God. Other people may mock you. Sometimes other people may deride you. Why are you so much interested in God? Why are you so much interested in the things of God? What's the use? No, there's going to be a distinction between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve God. And not only that, eye has not seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love Him, what God has prepared for those who serve serve him. What he has laid up for those, we catch glimpses of it by the Spirit of God. But it is not being revealed to us fully. But thank God, by the Holy Spirit, we begin to get glimpses of it. There will be a distinction. You will know what God has laid up for those who love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. My. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. As we engage in loving God, as we serve God, as we love God, the finger of God, the hand of God will be evident in our lives. What he has laid up for those, what he has prepared for those who love him. Like in the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, he laid up a garden for them. He prepared a garden for them, put them in there and said, go bless and replenish the earth. That's what he's talking about here. God has prepared, God has laid up for those who genuinely love God, He says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But verse 10 says that these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depth of God. God begins to reveal these things that God has laid out for us. You see, serving God doesn't take from us. Serving God rather adds to us. We don't diminish by being devoted to God or being committed to God. It rather adds to us. And as we do that, by the Spirit of God, we begin to catch glimpses of those, notice the word there, those who love him. He loves us so much. He's prepared all these things for us. And we, as by the law of reciprocity, we just say that, God, you loved us first. Now we love you. Now we give our lives to you. Now we are committed to you. Now we are dedicated to your cause in the earth. We know that you have a plan for our lives. We know that your plan for us is great, exceedingly more than we can ask or think. We decide to love you back as well and walk in what you have purchased for us. Hallelujah. Then what will happen? Let's look at what happened to King Asa. In the time of Asa, what happened? 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I love his word. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles 15 and 15. Glory to God. And all Judah rejoiced over the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and had sought him with their whole desire. And he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. Look at verse 12, just a few verses up. And they entered into a covenant to seek God, the Lord, or to serve him, and the God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Then verse 15 talks about the fact that he gave them rest all around. And verse 19, he says, and there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Hallelujah. These people said that from today, from now on, we are going to serve him with all our heart. We are going to seek him with all our desire. And the Bible says the good news is that he was found by them. There's no seeking without finding. When you seek him, he'll be found by you. And the Lord gave them rest all around. And there was no more war. This is the key. They covenanted, or they decided that we were going to see God. All these other gods, all these other idols are seeking for our attention. But no, we will not let them distract us. We are only interested in God. We covenant to see God with all our heart, with all our desire, with our everything. And God gave them rest all around, rest in their businesses, rest in their homes, rest in their families, rest in their relationship, rest in the work of their hand. He gave them rest all around. That's exactly what he was saying. You shall serve the Lord your God. As soon as they made a covenant to seek God with all their desire, rest all around about. This morning I pray that you enter that same realm of rest all around, rest in your business, rest in your finances, rest in your relationship, rest all round about. And anything that looks like war, I pray in the name of Jesus that it ceases. Any war, any assault on your life ceases in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray the same for you this morning. That's my heart. That as we decide that, God, you are the only one that we are committed to. You are the only one that we seek. You are the only one that we serve. Rest all around. Rest all around. No more war. No more assault. Rest all around. Rest in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. So long as King Asa was seeking God, he was okay. We had no more war. No more war. God saw to it. God saw that they were protected. God saw that they entered the rest. The Bible says in Hebrews, we that have believed have entered into his rest. I pray that we enter into that realm of all around rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's exciting, isn't it? That's exciting. Then, what is the other benefit of serving God? Job puts it this way. When we obey and serve him, we spend our days in prosperity and live our years in pleasures. Job 36, verse 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Job 36 and verse 11. Job 36 and 11. If they listen and serve him, they complete their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. My Lord and my God. The old verse says, if they obey and serve him. If they listen, if we listen and serve him. See, God has no issue with prospering us. Someone he says, is this God's will to prosper me? Absolutely. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to live your years in pleasantness, but there's always a condition to it. If they listen and serve him, if they obey and serve him, you get to the point where you say, Lord, I am determined to listen to you. I am determined to obey you. No matter even what happens, I will serve you and obey you. I will live for you. I will serve you. I am determined to hear your word. Whatever you have told me in the book, that's what I'm interested in. Whatever you tell me in my heart, that's what I'm interested in. I will serve you and obey you. And then he gives you the key. He's giving you the key to all these things, to the prosperity and the pleasantness of years. Then they complete their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. They listen and serve him. Listen, obeying, and serving. That's the key. That's the key to the whole thing. Listen, seeking God. That's what those people did in the time of Asa as well. We are going to seek him, and they found him. We that seeks, he will find. When we seek, when we listen, when we obey, then he takes over our wars. He takes over our battles. He takes over our financial issues. That's the end of all struggles. The struggle cease. You enter into what he's talking about here. They spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. That's a good deal to me. It's a good package. I like it. That's a good package. I like it. I like it. It sounds good. It sounds good. If they listen, if we listen and serve him, we complete our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. We are not concerned about our future anymore. We are not concerned about what will come up. We now begin to experience his goodness, his mercies, so many mighty miracles in our lives as a result of that. If they obey and serve him, then all these things are theirs. So many times, I can remember so many when we were growing, and I was a teenager, I got saved, and I kept telling people, let's serve God, let's obey God, let's live for him. Oh, some people, I mean, they weren't interested. Others were interested. But like I said, it becomes clear after all these years, the one who is serving God and the one who is not. It's a choice. Serving God is always a choice. It's living for God. It's a choice that we make in our hearts that God, consider all these things that you have done for me. I want you to take my life and the plan that you have for my life. Fulfill it. Live your life through me. Fulfill your plan through my life. I know what you have laid out for me is my mind hasn't conceived yet. Reveal it to me. Let me walk in the fullness of what you have prepared for my life. I want to enjoy all these benefits. And even regardless of whether there are benefits or not, I am covenanting. I am entering into an agreement that God, you are the only reason for my living. You are the only reason for my living. You see, what happened in Asa's time is similar to what Jesus Christ talked about. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you, Matthew 6:33. Seek first. You see, the seeking always comes first, Matthew 6:33. The seeking comes first. The serving comes first. The loving comes first. Then all these other things will follow, Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Prior to that, he was talking about clothing. He was talking about housing. He was talking about the basic necessities of life. And he's saying that don't seek those things. Don't make those things your priority. Make seeking God your priority. Then the things that you others are seeking for will be added to you. That's why I said serving God, seeking God, you don't diminish. You don't lose by serving God. Rather, you are added to. We are added to. He adds to us. He says that, think about the birds. Think about the lilies. Even in Solomon, the richest man that lived on the earth, was not clothed like the lilies of the field. And if I can clothe the lilies of the field, feed the birds of the earth that do not sow or do not reap, how much more you that sows and reap? How much more you that have a little faith? Will not I clothe you? I can clothe you better. I can take care of you better than anyone can. But don't make those things your priority. Make seeking God and his seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all all these things will be added to you. You added to you, taking sickness away from you, protecting you in farming, you having an abundance. All these things, he will, spending your days in prosperity and pleasantness, he will add those to you. This is the secret to victorious Christian living. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Don't be your future. You now have a secured future. That's why in the next verse says, don't be anxious about tomorrow. Plan for tomorrow. All right. But you won't live in anxiety, because so long as you are seeking God and the interest of his kingdom, you will be taken care of. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what Joshua decided to do in Joshua 24:15. He says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, I don't care what anybody else does. I don't care what anybody else does. But as for me, we are going to serve as for me and my house, we are going to serve God. You get to that point where you say, as for me and my house, we are going to serve God. Solomon, he references him there as well. He was one of the wealthiest people that lived. But 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, talks about how he started. 1 Kings 3, 3. My. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 3. And verse 3. It shows you his secret. Notice, Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. Remember, eye has not seen nor ear heard what God has prepared for those that love him. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statute of David his father. Only he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. So Solomon loved the Lord so much that when God came to him and said, ask anything, I will give it to you. A blank check. Imagine God coming to you, and in the new covenant, he's giving us exactly that. Ask, and I'll give to you. He came to Solomon and said, Solomon, ask for anything, I'll give to you. Solomon really loved God to the extent that he said, God, these people that are in your kingdom, there is no way I can rule them on my own. So he has the kingdom on his mind. He has the kingdom on his mind. He has the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus is talking about. He loves God, and he has the kingdom of God on his mind. He has God's people on his mind. So he says that, God, give me wisdom and an understanding heart so I can rule your people. Then God said, my son, you have it. You've got it. You've got it. You love me and you are seeking my kingdom. Even though you didn't ask for the wealth and the riches, I will give you the wisdom. And not only that, I will add to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Solomon loved the Lord. Eye has not seen, neither has entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Solomon loved the Lord. And he said, God, help me to take care of your kingdom. How best can I take care of your kingdom? Then God said, yes, you didn't ask for money. You didn't ask for fame. You didn't ask for all these things. But I will add it to you. That is the secret to this whole thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is the key to this whole thing. So many times people reverse it. We want to seek the things. We want to seek the prosperity. We want to seek the health. We want to seek all the benefit. No, reverse it. Serve God. Love God. We reverse it. Love God. Serve God. Love Him. God, what is it that I can do for you? What do you want me to do for you? I am at your command. I am yours to command. I am yours to command. As for me and my house, as for me, I have decided to serve God. As for me, I have decided to serve God. I'm seeing some of you, I'm looking at your faces, and it's like, this is it. This is what I want to live for. I can see the desire out of the heart. I can see the heart crying. I can see your heart crying out to God and saying, God, I see it. I see it. They sought God and they had rest all around. They sought God and they had no more wars. They sought God and in farming they were provided for. Now from today, I decide, I pray that you will be placed in that same category. You love God, you serve Him, you give back to Him, and your whole life is consumed for His will and purposes. And as you do that, I pray in the name of Jesus, you begin to rise. The desires of your heart are granted in the name of Jesus. You have rest all round about. No more disturbances of your peace. The peace and all that was purchased for you, you begin to enjoy it. He said, yes, I've seen it today. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it. I pray that your life becomes one that the value that God gets out of us will be maximum. Hallelujah. Seeking God, serving God and His interest in the earth. See, God's main concern, what God is primarily concerned about, is people coming into the kingdom of God and being established in His house and maturing. Those are the two things that He's most interested in. So any activity, practically, you say, how do I do that? Any activity that concerns people coming into the kingdom of God and getting established, we can do that in our individual prayer lives. We can do that as some of us, we take the flyers, we give them to people. We are knocking on people's door. That any activity that puts His kingdom first is... You can do that in your prayer life. God, this nation, in the name of Jesus, let multitudes come into the kingdom of God. Let there be signs and wonders. Let your Holy Spirit bring in multitudes into the kingdom of God, into your house. Let people come into the kingdom of God, be born again, be established in the house of God, so they can experience some of these benefits that we are talking about. God, who can I reach out to today in my area of influence? Any activity that has to do with people coming in or people getting established, or those are the things that He is interested in. So those are the things that we become interested in as well. God, He says, do good to everyone. Do good to everyone, especially those of the household of faith. Who can I be of a blessing to today? Who can I reach out to today? That's what He's concerned about. And then seeking him. We wake up in the morning and say, God, speak to me through your word. Speak to, minister to me. You are first on my mind. My job second. My business second. The activities that I have to do second. Those are not the priorities. First, the kingdom of God, what He is doing in the earth. Then that life gets interesting. Other people may be struggling. That is a struggle. See, other people may be struggling, but because we have made His interest first in our lives. That's like Solomon, like Asa. I mean, so you can go through down the line, like Joshua. It becomes, Jesus put it this way. I have come down here, Lord, Father, not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Hallelujah. We become like him and say, I have gotten to the point where nothing else matters. All that matters is the will of the Father being fulfilled through my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. It gets interesting. Then it affects, it says that, like you told Timothy, your progress will appear to all. It impacts the people around us. It impacts even our generations as well. But thanks be to God, this morning he has shown us what this whole thing about. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Obey, listen, and serve him. Then all these other things follow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's close our eyes and pray. Talk to God this morning again. Say, I've heard your word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Eye has not seen. You have no idea where your love for God will end up. Don't despise where you are today. You may be here today, but tomorrow, as we dedicate and commit to him, your tomorrow is better than your today or your past. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Lord, thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Lord, my life is consecrated to you. My life is dedicated to you. Choose to serve you, your interest, your kingdom, in prayers, in soul winning, in reaching out, to be a part of the joy that heaven experiences when people come into your kingdom, Lord. Totally dedicated to you, no matter where I find myself. Lord, your interest is what I'm seeking. And I seek your interest. Thank you that you are watching out for me as well. Seeking my interest. You have my interest at heart. You have my prosperity at heart, my health, my abundance, all these things, my well-being. But Lord, your interest is what matters to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's all say, Lord, we'll seek your kingdom first. We'll seek after you with our whole desire, with our whole heart, with our soul, with our body, with our all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that our future is bright. You have a great plan for us, and we live and fulfill it. And if you are listening to this as well, and you say, Pastor Paul, you say, Paul, I've heard the word of God. Lord, maybe you were in the kingdom of God and you left at some point. But you want to come back, or you've never heard the gospel presented in this way before. And you said, I've heard about Jesus. I've heard about his word. I want to come into the kingdom of God. Just say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe you were raised from the dead. I confess it with my mouth. Jesus as Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. I will live and serve you all the days of my life. And if you are coming back to God, say, God, I come back to you in the name of Jesus. And if you are sick as well, place your hand wherever you suffer and say, Lord Jesus, you said you would take sickness away from the midst of me. I receive healing for my body, healing for my mind, healing in every area of my life. And thank you, I'm healed. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray for everyone here and everyone listening to this as well. I pray in the name of Jesus that they begin to experience rest all around. Rest in our homes. Rest in our families. Rest in our jobs. Rest in our businesses. No more war. Every oppression ceases in Jesus' mighty name. No one oppressed by the enemy, but we experiencing what Jesus Christ has come to purchase for us. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thanks to God. Thank you, Lord. Just give him praise and glory this morning. Just give him praise and glory this morning. Lord, you are worthy of all the praise. We give you glory, Lord. We worship you, Lord. No more oppression. Every chain is broken. And we walk in the freedom that has been purchased for us. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace, his rest all around. That which causes any form of disturbance in your life and disturbs your peace, may that cease in the name of Jesus. I pray for rest, and may he cause his face to shine upon you, his favor to be upon you wherever you find yourself this week. May he fill your mouth with testimonies, with his goodness. Turn around testimonies of his goodness. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for a glorious time in your presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.